First off, Harav, Yigash Shelov Yehuda Vayomer. Yehuda approached Yosef, and he said, Ad ki kamocha kefaro, and he said to him his words, and for you are like Paro. V'yesh lomar, loma b'derech nistar below b'feirush, v'yagesh v'yigash Yehuda el Yosef. First of all, why is it stated in a way which conceals the identity of Yosef? It says Vayigash Elov Yehuda. Why doesn't it say outright Vayigash Yehuda El Yosef? Va'od, and additionally Yadua Shetoraseinu HaKadosha Nikra B'Loshon Torah. Our Holy Torah is called by that word Torah. Al Shem Shemora Lanu Derech La'Avodasa Yisbor HaShemam. In that it is teaching us a way to serve Hashem Tamid. Always, b'chol dor v'dor, in every generation, umahu mora lana b'sibra hazeh. What is the Torah teaching us in this story between Yehuda and Yosef? How does it apply to our own avoda? V'yesh lomar aderach ha'avoda. It's possible to say, in a way that pertains to our own avoda session, hine, shem Yosef, the name Yosef merames al Shabbos Kodesh. Is a remez to Shabbos. Shehu bechinas musaf Shabbos. It's the idea of that which is extra about Shabbos. Bechinas tosefes neshama sheyesh l'chol echad miYisrael, an additional soul that every Jewish person has on Shabbos Kodesh. So Yosef, which means to add or to have extra, it refers to Shabbos where we have a neshama yisera. Dehine yadua maimer chazal. The chachamim say, al pasuk b'shochanti b'sofam. Torah says, I will dwell amongst you. And the chachamim say, b'soch libos b'nei Yisrael. That Hashem resides in the hearts of the Jewish people. Sheha ikr hu letaher es halev. That we have to purify our heart. Mikol midos roz, from all negative traits. When we call taivas gashmias and physical self-indulgent desires, kadesha yihya ra'ui lihiyos mishkan neki selo, so that our home, our heart, is a fitting resting place for Hashem's shechina, yisbar Hashema. Kamo shadarshu chazal, the chachamim darshan, al pasuk, bekir b'cha kadosh, it says in Hosea, inside of you is holy. That means to say that within us, we have to make it pure enough so that the Shechina is shorer within us. V'lekach amru chazal, and the Chachamim said in Brachos, Yichave nes libo, keneged beis kachei hakadashim. When a person davens, they should direct their heart toward the Holy of Holies. Pirish, meaning, kamosha v'beis olamim, hoya ikr gilui elokus b'beis kachei hakadashim. Just as in the Beis HaMikdash, the primary revelation of the Shechina took place in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Holy of Holies, Kamochein Yechavin Adam Es Libo, so too, a person's own heart should be parallel and consistent with that Makom. Sheyihi Yenoki Mikol Ra, cleansed of all evil, today Sheyufo Lihios Ro'ui Legili Elokus, to be able to be fitting for revelation of God's Elokus Ukedusha Lo Sharya Ba'asar Misoav. And holiness does not rest in a place which is tame, which is unfitting and tame. So he has an interesting idea there on Yichave Nes Libo Keneged Kodesh HaKadoshim, which means l'fi pshuto, that you think about the Holy of Holies, you think about the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He wants to say that you should make your heart mechuvan, consistent with the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies. That just like that is the pure place and Hashem resides there, so too it should be in our own heart. V'halev hu ikr, shehu molich es hachiyus l'chol ha'ivarim. The heart is the essence because it gives life to all of our other limbs and organs. when a person sanctifies their heart, memela kol ha'ivorim yehei kadoshim. So memela, all the other limbs and organs will be kadosh too. If we get through to the source, you know, to the makor, and bring kedusha in our heart, it's going to overflow and spread itself out to the rest of our personality. V'yehei ru'im lihiyos mishkan lo yisbor ha'shemo. So we will be a mishkan for God's presence. Okay, now keep that thought in mind. Moving on to another one now. V'hine kasiv. V'shomru b'nei Yisrael es ha'shabbos. The Jewish people will guard and protect the Shabbos. Es ha'shabbos. What does that mean, es ha'shabbos? Why the word es? Pirish es ha'tofel l'shabbos. Es means to include those things that are secondary to Shabbos. Es means along with. So the Shomer Yisrael es HaShabbos. It could have said the Shomer Yisrael HaShabbos. Es HaShabbos is coming to include something which is along with Shabbos, but secondary to it. Tafel to Shabbos. What is that? Hainu Yemei HaChol. That means to say the weekday. So implicit in that pasuk, v'shamru v'nei Yisrael the Shabbos, which is teaching us to keep Shabbos, there's also something else: is keep the weekday too. Keep chol, keep the shesh yisimei hamaisa, shehem tefelim la Shabbos. Those days that are secondary in nature to Shabbos. How do you do that? V'sorich lishmor es yimei hachol. You have to keep yimei hachol too. The person says, I keep Shabbos, and the next question is, yeah, but do you keep Chol? Umahu Hashmira. What is the Shmira? How do you keep Chol? How do you keep the Sheshes Yimei HaChol? Dehine. Yimei HaChol, Yesh Bechines Lamites Malachos. We have 39 Malachos. All of the creative acts that we do during the week, planting, sowing, cooking, Inyan habirurim. There is a birur in this involvement in the physical world, which means a selection of tov from ra. Shitzorich levarir michol halamites malachos bechinas tov hagonus begadei. When we engage in doing malacha during the week, we're trying to bring out the tov, the good, which is hidden within human activity. Ulahafrido mehara, and to separate it away from Ra. Al yidei ma, how? Al yidei shemaimin be'amuna shlema. For a person to have absolute conviction and belief, shemelo cholo oretz kavodo, that the world is filled with Hashem's presence. Ubechol davar yesh kolach elokus, and God is everywhere. Hamachaya oso, giving life to all things. So even when one is involved in a very material situation, schlepping things around, mowing your lawn, going to the store, buying, selling, planting, telephone, but there is a presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu there. Ukamosha tirvach shenirmas betevos malacha. The word malacha itself, roshe tevos, stands for shalmelo kol ha'oretz. Take a look at malacha. Mem Lamed Aleph, that's Malov. Kuf stands for Kol, and He stands for Ha'oretz. Malacha, Malov Kol Ha'oretz. That Hashem is filled, Hashem fills the land. Ukeshe Yisnaheg Ha'adam, B'chol Ha'lamites Malachos, Atzad HaKedusha. When a person conducts themselves in their worldly involvements in a sanctified way, the Kedusha, which is contained in those physical acts, is lifted out and extracted. He says, this is in truth an enormous battle. It is a great war. To overcome over Ra and to prevail and to separate it from good. V'zeh tachlis b'riyas ha'adam l'natzeach hakrova. And a person is created for this reason, to be involved in the physical world and to prevail over Ra, and to make that Birur, that's what it means to keep whole. That's being Shomer whole. Find a way to be Oved Hashem in the everyday, weekday activities of our lifetime. So that can be done with midos, with honesty, with compassion, with being having integrity. It can also be done with mindset, not getting too overindulgent in the world, and by working properly in a way to support one's family and to support Torah. So one is, he says, involved in this milchama, and it's hard not to get sucked in by the world, as we all know. It's a milchama gedola. Was the Jeb a comment there?
No, I'm just trying to grasp this.
Ubeim chas v'shalom lo yinatzeach hakrova b'mei hachomer. So let's say a person doesn't do it. They try very hard to be menatzeach, to be a keeper of the weekday, shomer hachol. They can't. It's too hard. Velo birur hatov. And they're not able to find the good, the relationship with God in physical life. Machma shalo nohag b'halamites melachos atzad ha-kedusha. He wasn't able to bring sanctity into his work during the week.
Machmas,
on account of.
V'lo yotza
yidei chavaso b'mei achol. He didn't really fulfill his obligation. Azem mesayim ha-pasuk. So the pasuk continues, Shom rezo the Shabbos, and it says, La'asos es ha-shabbos u'dorosan. Okay, then focus on Shabbos. If you're not able to win the milchama of the weekday, so you got to start somewhere else. Where do you start? Start with Shabbos, the one day of the week that you're not engaged in the world of chol. Try there. Try going through that Pesach. Sheyire al kol panim l'sakein b'Shabbos ma shepogam b'chol. For a person to attempt to rectify on Shabbos that which they ruined during the week. Ki b'Shabbos hu zaman shevisa mimalacha. On Shabbos we are resting from malacha. U b'Shabbos hu aliyas ha'olamos. All the worlds at every level rise up on Shabbos. Ve'in koach b'ra l'nage, and Ra does not have the power to oppose. Ki de'isa b'zohar, as it says, and so we say this in Friday night davening, if parshas misitra achra, we are removed from the koach of Ra, l'chol sholtona rugza amore didina, and all powers of anger and din, kulu arkim, they all run away, they flee on Shabbos, vis abrumine, and they are filled with dread and fear for the holiness of Shabbos. Ulekach, the Shabbos, therefore on Shabbos, b'nekel l'kabu olavo ma'achu shamayim, it's easier to accept upon oneself the yoke of heaven on Shabbos, because we're not so drawn in by the world and its battle. V'la'asos dira no'a b'libe, and to make a fitting home within our hearts on Shabbos. Sheyihi yamochom neshiv tov yisbor ha'shamo, kide'isa v'gemora. As the Gemara says, Shafilo amo oretz yore l'shaker b'Shabbos. Even an ignorant person, the Chachamim say, is afraid to lie on Shabbos. So he learns it b'derech remes, pirish. Afilo mishahu meshuka ba'artzi. And amo oretz here meaning even one who is embedded in physicality, is stuck in the physical world, yore l'shaker b'shmo yisporach. On Shabbos, they're afraid of falsifying God's name. They want to be connected. Shemarumas dechina Shabbos ki Shabbos shemadikud shabrifu. Shabbos is the name of Hashem. And it says that they will not lie on Shabbos. It's a remez to not wanting to in any way falsify God's name. Yes, go please.
Yeah, I don't know who he's talking about because it doesn't ring true for me.
But see how far removed we are? So there was a time when an Amo Oritz would be afraid because just the presence of Shabbos was so strong that it changed themselves. And here I hope we're not on the Ratzim. And we don't even feel that necessarily on Shabbos Kodesh. We may be removed from that. I think it really has to do with the Orech HaGolus that we live in. But one, I think one comforting thought is this, that some of it is because we're used to it. And somebody who has not experienced Shabbos, you know, comes into your home on Shabbos, they know that there's something very different about this, and they sense it and they perceive it, and they'll tell you, this is a beautiful thing, this is a beautiful day. Or they come into a shul and they'll recognize this is an uplifting experience. So I think that we do recognize it, but we start to really take it for granted. And maybe just to connect with this, we have to kind of reawaken ourselves. I had an experience fairly recently making Kiddush at the Shabbos table on Friday night. And it just dawned on me the way the table looked and the way people were dressed and the way people were standing in the house. Just kind of dawned on me, like, this is not Thursday night. You know, this is Shabbos. But we're so accustomed to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Shabbos, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Shabbos, that it loses that appeal. And sometimes I just think we have to step back and we'll realize that we really are like this. We really do know there's something special about Shabbos. But regilus, you know, hergel, habit has taken over. Is that? Any more to say?
Yeah, well, that's one side. And then the other side is just when he says, you know, people who are totally immersed
in physicality.
So I'd say that if you would talk to someone who's not Shomer Shabbos, you know, if they're going to the country club or doing whatever, Shabbos is not going to affect them in any way. So then I'd say that he must be talking about someone who is immersed in physicality, who is Shomer Shabbos.
Right. I think he is talking about that person. He's talking about a Shomer Shabbos who is very involved in the world of full and can't pull himself out of it. Mark?
If I just, on the previous page at the bottom of the paragraph,
yes.
I don't know if that's a hakrova. What does this mean, hakrova?
Krova means milchama.
It means
a battle.
It means drawn close.
Right.
Not a card.
Right. Well, it comes from the same word, because in battle, the two opposing sides engage each other in battle. That's why it's related to the word karov. Okay. Ki ema Shabbos olav pirush v'is kukisha yikadesh adamis atzmo b'yom ha-Shabbos. When a person sanctifies himself on Shabbos Kodesh, azai gam kishe yagiyu yamei ha-chol. Then, when the weekday comes, Zaman Habiruri, the days where we are to try and bring out Tov from the everyday world, Kocho Yosa, we've been strengthened by Shabbos itself. Levarer HaTov Mikol HaLamites Malachos, to be able to bring out the good in the Lamites Malachos, Ulahapil Hara, and to subdue evil. Ayidei ha'yira shemayim shehimshich alav b'yom ha'Shabbos. So he gives two approaches. This is one is that a person might be able during the week to keep their mind on God, and that's called keeping chol. And another is, if you can't do that, then start with Shabbos. And starting with keeping Shabbos, that's going to overflow and have its effect on the week. So what is the chibur? What's the bridge between Shabbos and the weekday? Al yidei ha-tfila. The davening is the bridge. He doesn't just mean davening on Motzoi Shabbos, the first tfila between Shabbos and Chol. He means davening in general. Ki yadua misforim kedoshim, as it says in our Sforim, asher be'is ha-tfila b'chol. Niskale ha'ora mibachina Shabbos. But when a person davens during the week, a little bit of Shabbos comes out. Shabbos Kodesh is present when we daven. It means every day. Shabbos, Mincha, Marav, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. that tefillah is making a bridge between us and Shabbos. Ulekach tzorich lihios ba'is ha'tefillah b'hispashtu sagashmi. It's a really nice shot. The Shulchan Aruch says that when a person is davening, they're to be fully removed from the physical world. A halavai, we should do the kindness, but that's what it says. So what's the idea? Because that's like Shabbos. On Shabbos, we're pulling ourselves away from Lamites Malachos. That's also a kind of hispashtu sagashmi. We're pulling ourselves out from the world to a large extent on Shabbos. And that's what we're doing on davening too. So it has Shabbos qualities to it in that way. Well? Right. Because I think the idea is that what we're trying to do is pull ourselves out of the physical world, recognize where the bracha comes from, and that's when we ask for it. We don't ask for it in terms of davening when we're sunk in. We ask for it coming out. That's right. Now, I would think that Shabbos, however, you know, is of course a much greater level of Kedusha. So we don't think about full at all. However, the Chachamim do say that even though we don't have Bakashas on Shabbos, the Shabbos is the Makor HaBracha. It is the source of all Bracha. And I think that has to do with our awareness on Shabbos. But keeping Shabbos and Shabbos awareness without asking for full, that opens up the Bracha onto full. Whereas in Tefillah, which is a bridge between the two, you have a little bit of both. A question, Sean?
I think that it is roy to ask for even physical blessings on Shabbos, because Chazal say that they're really best, and you would have said a regular Shemon Esrei on Shabbos just because it's too much of a pain. It's a tircha to say a long Shemon Esrei during the week,
right.
So they made it short. So what's the mashma that we're not supposed to ask for physical blessings on Shabbos? Really, we could, as long as, like you said, you're doing it from a removed perspective, and even on Shabbos, because that's the Makor HaBracha, it's just that Chazal gave us a break from
long Shemon Esrei.
We already have a long
job. Right. Very good.
Except it's been running through my mind as I'm listening to this, that keeping whole seems to be a lot harder to get in Shabbos.
It's harder, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, I never thought about it in the context that he brings out in this. But it just seems.
He says it's a favor.
Right. No, I'm just saying.
It's a mechama gedola, and if you can't do it, if you can't, then keep Shabbos.
Right. I mean, it's
it's a tremendous finish.
But you still have to keep Shabbos, whether or not you can.
Absolutely.
Win the Muhammad.
Absolutely.
Even if you right. are victorious in the Muhammad stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that, you know, you don't keep Shabbos if you're keeping full. But if you can't keep full, the way to get to it is by keeping Shabbos, that will eventually affect your koach in the world of full. But as Josh points out, either way, you got to keep Shabbos.
Because keeping whole is, like, in a sense, working towards making whole more like Shabbos. In that
with the
sense.
Awareness of our Kaddish Baruch in your life, right?
I'm not saying the same, you know, rules, but
right. But under different circumstances, much different circumstances.
The
right.
Right.
I mean, it's easier in our time for Hashem. It's easier to keep Shabbos than it certainly it was in America a number of decades ago. Okay. And keeping Shabbos is plenty hard. Right? Let's admit it. Right? The Chofetz Chaim said that if you tried so hard to do nothing wrong on Shabbos, that you tied yourself up and put yourself in a closet for Shabbos, you still wouldn't keep Shabbos because you don't have owning Shabbos. Okay. This is offering somewhere. We're talking about healthy people.
Yeah.
You're a psychotherapist amongst us.
You're in the wrong line of work. You're seeing the wrong people.
Okay. Vahara yipol v'yeheka afradar. I think that's where we are, yeah? Vahakol hu ayudesha yikadish es atzmo tefila v'yom ha-shabbos kano. And this is by means of, as we said, sanctifying oneself on Shabbos. Now he's going to show it in the psukim. V'zehu asher torasenu ha-kadosha morilanu v'zeh ha-sibur. The Torah is teaching us this lesson, Bederech Remez, in this story. By Yigash Elov Yehuda, Yehuda came close to him. Merames al-Bechinas ha-Tefila. That's a Remez to davening. Bechinas Hodoya. Davening is partially Hodoya. It's giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shebizman ha-Tefila b'chol. That when a person davens during the week, Yigash Odom Libachinas Yosef, a person is able to get close to what's called Yosef Bechina Shabbos Kana. So remember his original question, why does it say Vayigash Elov? Why doesn't it say Vayigash Yehuda El Yosef? Because Bederech Remez, this is talking about during the week. And Vayigash Elov Yehuda is drawing close to Hashem through Tefillah, Yehuda, during the week, by connecting to Shabbos during the week, when Shabbos is hit. Shabbos is not overt right now. But when we daven mincha in a little while, there's going to be a little bit of Shabbos. It's not going to look like it, but it is. So that's a love. That's why it's said Bederech Nister, that even in the middle of the week, when you do Yehuda, daven, you can reach Yosef. You can get to Shabbos. Vayomer bi Adoni, and he said, bi Adoni. The pshat of that means, please, my master. But, Bederech Remez, bi means in me. Elokai neshome shenasata bi. The soul that you placed in me. Pirishahu mesakein dira noa belibe sheyihia Adoni, Adon kolo oretz shorebo. That Yehuda, meaning through davening, we are attempting to make a place in our heart which is fitting for Hashem to rest in. Be Adoni. Hashem, so to speak, in me. Be Adoni. Vayidei zeh, and then what comes next? Yidaber no avdecha dover. Let your servant speak. Diburei tefila ba'ozne Adoni. I'll be able to speak my words of davening into your ears, Hashem. Sheyukonsu. Devorai ba'aznei Adoni, that my words will enter God's ears, so to speak. Sheyizkabel tfileso, to accept my tfilos kamo shekasu. Tachin liba takshiv aznecha. If we prepare our hearts, then God's ears will listen. Sha'al yidei shemechin es liba lihiyosdira no'alo, by preparing our heart to be a place for God to rest, Yisparashema, al yidei zeh, takshiv aznecha. Then God will pay attention, he will listen. Ha-tefila, devorim ha-yotzi min ha-lev. As tefila are words that come forth from our heart. Val yichar apcha b'avdecha, the next phrase, do not become angry with your servant, ki kamocha kefaro, because you are like paro. That's the pshat. What's the remish? Pirish. Od ani mevakesh mincha. Says Hashem Yisborah, here I am standing before you with my tefillah. I have something else to ask from you too. Of harachamim, Father, compassionate Father. She'al yichar apcha ba'avdecha. Don't be angry with me, Hashem. B'ma she'ani me'iz panai v'lomar bi'adoni. In that I'm chutzpedek, and I'm saying that Hashem can dwell even within me. Please don't be angry with me that I'm so presumptuous to say that God is here with me. Sha'adon kol ha'oretz yishrabi, that the master of the universe is here with me. Ki be'emes yodati sha'ani eini ro'i l'zeh, because I know, Hashem, I'm not really worthy.
Shanafshi Yodas Ma'od Avonosai. I'm well familiar with my souls and my transgressions. Asher Olu Lamala Rosh, which rose up. Vani Bishval Hamatzav, and I'm in a lowly way. Batachli Tashiflus. Ah, however, Mikomakom Halo Kamocha Kafaro. Listen to this, and I think that it's genius what he says right now. Kamocha Kamaro Kafaro. Ki kamo sha'ato ein sof. Just as you, Hashem, are infinite, kain lehiskalosucha gam kain ein sof. So too, the way you reveal yourself is infinite as well. Lehiyos shemiskale afbi, that you are revealed even in me. So the idea here is this, that if I'm saying Hashem is so great, what does he have to do with me? I have to take that to its next rational step. Hashem is so great that he can be within me. That there's nothing holding back HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? No, there are no limitations. He's infinite, and where he wants to reveal himself is infinite. You're infinite so I can relate to you? No, you're infinite so therefore you can, dafka, relate to me, because nothing stands in your way. Va'adaraba, kein ola birtsoncha. This was your will, Hashem. Shen nis'aves ladur v'tachtonim. You, Hashem, you desired to dwell amongst the lower world, in our world. Dafka, ve'in l'cha tachton b'madrega yoser mimeni. So Hashem, there's nobody lower than me. Come fulfill your desire to reside amongst the lower worlds. Come to me, and you'll fulfill your desire to be amongst the Tachtonim. There's no limit on how far you can reveal yourself. Ve'in ani mevakesh dover shelo kirtzonecha. I'm not asking something that's not what you want. I'm asking for what you want. Lekach al yichar apecha ba'avdecha. So don't be angry with me that I'm coming to approach you with my tefillos. Kevan shekein ola machshavasa, because this is what your machshava is. Kamocha kafara was like this. Para was a lashon, according to some form of revealing. So kamocha, just like you, Hashem, are infinite. Kaparo, your ability to reveal yourself is infinite as well. This is what our Torah teaches us. Yihi ratzon shenizke li teshuva shalema. May we be zocha to a complete tshuva. Shenihiya ru'uyim lihiyas mishkan lo. To be a fitting place for God to reside. Yisporah shemo v'yithale. Amen. Ken yihi ratzon.
Amen.
Questions, comments?
Yeah.
Dovi.
So, how do we understand this idea of God residing? I mean, it sounds like there's two
Careful.
Things going on. Making ourselves fitting for God to reside,
right.
Which is, I imagine, all our avoda and
right.
so forth. But then there seems to be also just that there's a given that God is residing.
Right.
So how do we understand those words, God is residing?
It's really both things. You know, that Hashochin Yitam B'Soch Tuma Son, that God resides amongst us even in our Tuma. Even though we said before that Kedusha doesn't reside in a unclean place, right? But as you're saying, that's Mitzad Ho'avoda. But Mitzad Hashem Yisporas Retzon to give and to be Mashkiya, then he dwells even amongst the love. And it's not a stira, because we're working harder and harder to expand that place. But at the same time, it's Hashem's ratzon to be in that place.
But you wouldn't call that residing within. You would say God is given to.
Well, not within in the sense that we can't say that this is God, you know. But that's always the difficulty, you know. This is not God. Hashem made this table, it's his ratzon that keeps it here, but the table is not God. So it's a similar idea. He's within us, but we're not God.
Right.
That's Devekus. We can't be masik that. We really can't comprehend that. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
That's an incomprehensible thing. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, but yet he's not this. But that's where many religions part from Yiddishkeit, because they can't be masik that point.
Right, but the distinction between not saying that we're God, but understand how do we relate to the idea of God residing within?
I think the idea is that those, I'm going to say, midos that Hashem emanates into the world, all the midos, can become part of a human being. And the idea of a person aligning themselves, chachma, bina, das, chesed, gevura, that's all occurring in a godly way. So when Hashem Shechina is Shora in us, then there's greater chesed, there's greater gevura, there's greater rachamim, and that's us acting in a way which is ki'ilu, God is within us, and the way we act it out in the world. And the more great we become in terms of this avoda, the more of that hashru'as hashchina we have to draw on, and the person becomes a greater and greater human being. More knowledge, more wisdom, more chesed, more rachamim.
When we bring out, in that way he was speaking before, to be shomer the whole, then we're asking, even at our low madriga, that God should reside in us and inspire
right.
us to do more.
Right.
This point of
right. Good.
Hashem used to reside in Beis Hamikdash. Right. Can we say that Hashem can reside in our heart in the same way as if he could have been residing in the Beis Hamikdash?
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about in this?
Yeah, that's the Yechaven Libo Kenega Kodesh HaKadosh, that one's heart becomes a Kodesh HaKadosh.
Yet, there became a time when Hashem did not reside in the Beis Hamikdash.
But the Shechina is still there, not to the same degree, but la'olam lo zaza shechina. The shechina never fully departed from that makom. There's always a connection. That's why we go there to that.
So even though we can't say we have a pure place, for Hashem to reside, I'm talking about in our hearts. So in the same way, there's some still kind of connection, of Hashem residing in our hearts.
Yes. That was that pasuk from Hosea, Bikrovai Kadosh, within me it is holy. Avi, you
going to say? Well, no, I was just going to say, also, what you said,
Yashikoa.